You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Good.
Bang.
Ain't shit, just another Friday. Yeah. Up and down a roller coaster already. But it's all good. We here, we live, we prime.
That's right, that's baby. Friday, usual. Keep up your filming.
Yes, sir.
I'm RJ. Brooklyn. You already know what it is. We got some things to discuss about for this week, for this past week. I'm going to try to do something a little different with RJ. I'm going to tell him my highs and my lows for each show, see what he thinks, tells me what he thinks about the shows. Because there's a bunch of this, there's some other shit that we want to get into aside from the, you know, the regular schmegler weekly stuff. And I think that's what, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Monday Night Raw passed. I had a couple highs. Shinsuke Nakamura vignette was pretty good.
Oh man, that was dope.
It was amazing.
That anime shit with him turning into an anime monster.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Good. It looked like you could make an animated fucking TV series out of that shit.
You can. Really, you very well can.
Some shit Netflix would just buy and just try to make real shit. You had that. I like the opening. Drew McIntyre still trying to show his true colors more and more with no remorse. And the match with Jey Uso was pretty good.
Yeah.
Jey Uso got his yeet back. That's another plus I would say for him.
Yeah, definitely.
He got that over. Trying to figure out what up. We got to see Bronson Reed. I'd say that's a plus for me too.
Bronson Reed and Ivar. Yeah.
Yep, that was good. Weird finish, but at the end of the day, they're two really, really big dudes and a superplex. You know, they kept it real traditional there. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Triple H know the game. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Let me see. R-Truth was another plus, I'd say. That was pretty funny as fuck.
Yeah, I thought he was a part of Judgment Day and Priest took and whooped his ass.
Oh my, that
clothesline. Everybody loves R-Truth, except for me.
That clothesline.
Senor!
Oh my god.
And then the Creeds, they had the Creeds save a couple of people the other night too. You notice that?
Yeah, they helped save Cody, no?
They saved Cody and they saved R-Truth too.
Yeah, and I'm pretty... It's funny because Dom and JD really keep saying the same thing, like, you got to watch out for these guys and stuff like that. And then all you hear is Damien, I heard you. Man, it was sick.
Shut up.
I heard you. Man, pissed off, man.
Yeah. But, I thought Nia and Becky had a nice little face-to-face, too.
Yeah, that was really good, too. I gave a lot of points to Nia for that, for Nia Jax that whole time because...
Becky killed her. Your knees failed you. Nah, she flamed her with that knee comment.
Yeah.
You're so unpopular that your knees failed you. Shit.
Yeah, that was funny. We
never even heard that before. Everybody's been talking about how Nia Jax made Becky Lynch's career with the punch. We've all heard that before. But the whole thing where Becky was like, yo, you're so ugly and people don't even like you to the point where your own knees failed you, man. Oh,
I just like that they bring up like facts that are like is out there. Like I genuinely think that too, though. Like the man
Becky would have been all right.
She wouldn't have.
Let's not act like her career wouldn't been all right.
It would have been all right. Yeah. But she wouldn't have been who she is now. I don't
like,
think so.
A lot of people act like she would have never been champion, this, that, and the other.
Oh, no, no,
she would have been there eventually.
Yeah,
she would have been there eventually, but not to the level. Because remember, people forget. People, up until that point, Becky Lynch was supposed to have been a heel.
Yeah.
People was trying to cheer her, but bitch was like, nah, heel, this, that, and the other, and that punch kind of, you know, that okay.
It elevated
we
her.
Can't fight we can't fight it no more.
Yeah, because the way she took the punch and the way she wanted to fight more, I feel like that's what really made her who she became. Like then everybody known her as the badass. Like she was willing to fight with the broken up still. Like okay, yeah, you really are tough. So like, and it's not like that's fake. Like her nose really got broken. Like she had that bruise on under her eye and shit for mad long. Yeah. But I like that. It was a nice back and forth. That's probably Nia Jax, one of her best like promos going, because
yeah,
she's
been back.
Weird. Yeah, but that was good. The Seth and CM Punk shit got me invested too, because
yeah, that's a good promo.
I don't know, man. CM Punk still. I don't know, bro. I don't know why people say a lot of things like he not happy and stuff like that. My man is blessed to be back. Like he is truly blessed and thankful to be back. Like,
yeah.
And this is his last run to just do everything he couldn't do the first time. Like. He obviously, I know he definitely sees how different the morale is with under Triple H. He probably told Triple H that, like, damn, man, I take back what I said a few years ago. This shit's really, everybody's happy to be here under you. Like, and I know he sees that. That's why he may be going to the Performance Center, going to NXT. He thinking long term, bro. Once he's done, because that's close. Let's be real.
Yeah, once he's done. Yeah, and they've been talking about that all week long about him.
He's going to work for them.
Yeah, he wants to be a coach.
He gonna coach. Guarantee you, he gonna start running NXT. Watch him become the new GM of NXT for not too long after he retires, bro. Watch.
Yeah.
Watch. And I know why he's doing this, RJ. The morale is completely different there. The whole energy, like these dudes and these women are happy as fuck to go to work now, bro. It's fun. Triple H.
Well, not everybody, but majority. Let's just say majority.
Majority, yeah. I don't know.
Because guess what? Triple H ain't pushing everybody right now.
You can't push everybody.
Oh, where's Omos? I can't find Omos. Where is he? I can't find him.
Oh, nah, bro. Don't talk about it, bro. Omos.
Yeah,
Omos is my son, too. But, hey, that's like one person out of how many people he featured that we fuck with. He featured.
There's a bunch of people that he ain't got on TV right now that I fuck with. That I'm kind of pissed off about, but.
Which, like, who? Give me examples. Give me a couple examples real quick. I may agree with you. I may
Omos,
be tight, but I don't see him. Yeah, that's one.
What you call it? The Indian dudes. Fucking Indus Sheer. I fuck with those two dudes. Yeah, I think they're monsters.
Yeah, bro. He showed them once, for the tag team turmoil, and that was it?
And that was it. I'm like, bro, yeah. Give these guys some burn, man. What are we doing?
Why'd you make them free agents if you weren't going to use them on any show at all?
Not Bobby Lashley, but Omos, Indus Sheer, Isla Dawn and Alba Fire, it's on and it's off and it's on and it's off, and it's like, bro, what are we doing?
And when they're on, it's just a segment, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, no, I mean, I got some bones to pick with Triple H a little bit. I'm not gonna pretend like everything is all and like he can't figure out anything to do with Cross, and it's kind of frustrating. Like, so I mean,
yeah, that's like it's so bad, RJ, that like I forgot, like that's my long lost compa. That was my compa before Priest.
Right, and so and like it's still frustrating sometimes, you know. But yeah. I understand you can't push everybody at the same time. I get that.
Right.
But what's stopping you? And Triple H knows this because he did it before. What's stopping you from at least showcasing a person, not giving them a big monster push, but having a Cross choke out somebody? You know what I'm saying? Having Alba Fire and Isla Dawn do some spooky shit in the locker room or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? What's stopping you from doing that? It doesn't take that much time. It doesn't. It really doesn't. What's stopping you from having Indus Sheer jack somebody up double chokeslam style and put them through a table backstage? What's stopping you from doing that? I don't get it. But I mean, that's little small little nitpicks. I'm sorry, but
no, you're right. Not everything's perfect, but like
yeah, not everything's PG. But yeah, not, for the most part though, everything seems nice on the new Triple H though.
And you, I feel like Punk realized that he sees how things are different, aside from the Fox stuff, and he's there, you know. He's actually behind stage and shit and seeing how everything's different now. He probably sees that. And you know what, son? He wants to help, bro. I know he wants to help. And I don't know, man. That promo was, it was all right, man. He was just happy. And you know what? That's the first time I ever heard him say sorry about anything towards WWE. Like, yeah, it might have been that. That might have been scripted in. But maybe he deadass meant it. Like, that's the first time I
ever heard him. Talk about, you know, leaving the fans and stuff like that?
Because the first promo he said on Raw, he said, I left, and for 10 years, y'all still chanted my name. That's, he's not lying. They chanted his name ever since he left, and they never stopped. That is a fact. So, if there's anybody you got to apologize to, it is the fans. I'll be honest.
You're right.
Because let's be real, RJ. He ain't the first person to deal with frustrations and creative and getting really frustrated to the point that he didn't want to be there no more. But how many times people have really left and said, you know what? Fuck this shit, fuck everybody, like, and just truly think about themselves. Not many. A lot of people put their ass through some bullshit, bro, especially in the wrestling business. They definitely put their ass through some bit. I mean, granted, the only one person that really did it was, like, Stone Cold that we know of, and honestly, when he talks about it, maybe because I'm such a Stone Cold fan, but at the same time, if I'm in his shoes, right, I'm not trying to lose to Brock in the qualifier either.
Yeah.
I'll lose to him.
That was stupid. It was stupid.
I'll lose to him. Yeah, I'll lose to him.
Put us in the finals. Put me in the finals.
I'll lose him in the finals on the pay-per-view. Because back then, that's when King of the Ring had its own fucking pay-per-view.
Right.
Make me lose at the pay-per-view. That's an even bigger put over than just on a Raw the first qualifier. Mm-hmm. Nah, son. I totally agree. But yeah, he's not the first person, so it was right that he apologized to the fucking fans. They deserved that shit, especially from him, because the shit that he was doing and, like, badgering them, was that shit was all public. So anybody could have the shit he said about them, no?
Right.
So,
think about the internet. Once you put it out there, it's out there.
That's what I'm saying. So if he had to apologize to anybody, it was to the fans, and he did. It was nice. Like, this man is really coming back. He's trying to not only mend the bridges, but make sure his career fully ends on, like, a high note. Because when he came in, everybody fucked with him. I know I did. I was so mad when they moved him to Raw. And I was like, but he was ECW champion. That was, like, the one dude I could watch on WWE ECW. And I knew I was going to enjoy it because he was the champion.
Yeah.
Like, but that shit was cool. Seth Rollins came out and was talking shit. This ain't your fucking home. You abandoned your home.
Speaking from the heart. I mean, you could buy what he was saying.
Yes.
He was talking shit about Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns and
he did. He
and everybody did. Like that. So like you can buy it. It's not like Seth was bullshitting and hating. Like, he was defending himself as a man. So
and he said that he's gonna defend him from this place.
Yeah. A lot of people, oh, he copying off of AEW, but
It feels more home now because this actually, what Seth Rollins is saying actually means something. The fuck was Hangman Page defending him from what?
No, nobody even knew what he was talking about until all the other shit came out later on. So nobody knew what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah, so it was for what? It was like for what? So,
but we know CM Punk has talked shit about Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns and other guys in The Miz, you know, publicly. We've seen it.
Yeah,
we've heard it, you know. Yeah. He's talked shit about these guys, so I mean it's all good for the program because we can believe there's an element of truth in a lot of stuff, and those are the best types of programs period.
Yeah,
so yeah, no, I definitely agree. I thought it was really good. I hate you. I used to look up to you, but I hate you.
He said I hate you, and I felt that. You could tell. Like, he don't like this nigga one bit. Like, I'm sorry. He don't like him. He don't like him. It was like, it felt like to the point when Macho started to hate Hulk Hogan. Like, I hate you, bro.
Macho was hating on Hulk Hogan for a long time. And Hulk Hogan trying to act like they were best friends.
Yeah, like, no, bro. That's what you're making me hate you more by doing that.
Yeah.
Like, oh my, and it's true, because I don't know, son. Macho was just as charismatic, and he had better matches than Hulk. So, like, I don't even know.
I fucked with Macho Man, like, over Hulk Hogan. I thought Macho Man was
me
cool.
Too. Me too.
Was better. My man Swagger was on point. Hulk Hogan was one note, in my opinion.
Yeah,
Beer
no.
Cup, blah, right. Blah, 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 blah. Just one. Just
play your parents, eat your vitamins, because Hulk
Hogan. But it made the company money, though. He was a draw. So, like, I can never take that away from Hulk Hogan, but I preferred Macho Man.
Me too. He just had more swag, and the matches were better. Like, if you would just ask, he was just as charismatic, and he had better swag.
To me, he was more charismatic than Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he dripped
it. I would argue that.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, he dripped it.
He was drippy, more charismatic, more swagger. His promos were more. Like, there was something to take out of a Macho Man promo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he would say something silly or something like that to hang your hat on, you know? Hogan was the same thing. Say your prayers, you know, eat your vitamins. What you gonna do, brother?
Huh? Right.
Yeah, you know. brother.
I'll never forget that HBK shit. He was just making mad noises. I was like, what the fuck?
He wasn't lying, though.
Nah, he wasn't.
Because hearing Hulk Hogan talk sometimes is like hearing a bunch of noise. A bunch of blah, blah, blah.
That shit was mad funny. But yeah.
Yeah, fuck my wife's best friend, brother. What?
Oh my God, I've been watching the old ones, Raws and SmackDowns, like simultaneously.
Oh no.
When Stone Cold was bad and doing the ones, that shit was funny.
What?
Her had to come in. Hey, Steve. So a lot of WWE wrestlers signed up for the Invitational. I just wanted to give it to you. You want to give me an invitation? What? Give me it! I was just like, yo, he's so stupid, son.
A lot of people hate that Steve Austin heel run.
Nah, that shit was funny, bro.
And I know it made the company did not benefit from that whatsoever. But yeah. That shit was funny, bro. Steve Austin was funny as fuck as a heel.
he was too funny, bro.
Oh man, Stone Cold. I always tell people all the time, there would never be another Stone Cold in this motherfucking lifetime. Y'all can eat that shit up.
Hell no, bro, son. I was just watching it. Just a little dumb shit that nowadays we find cringe back then. They made it mad funny.
Booker T
eating Deborah's cookies. And he was like, Booker T, Stone Cold looking at him like mad. Eating a couple cookies? What? And then Booker T was like, yeah, I'm eating a couple cookies. He was like, then fuck it. He didn't say fuck. He was like, then well, damn, eat them. Hurry up. You got a match. It was just that young.
Hurry, get your ass out there, son.
I just love when he'd be like, he'll say a sentence and be like, what? Or yeah, like, like either he's going to scream at you or he's going to punch you.
Yeah. Steve Austin was great. Bro. He was a lunatic too, bro.
Oh, my God.
I loved his heel character. Like, he was paranoid and shit like that. Ah, man. Yeah, Steve Austin was great as a heel. It just didn't, you know, the company wasn't ready for it. I don't think the fans were ready for it either. And it came at a bad, bad, bad time, man. Especially when The Rock went away. And
The Rock went away.
They had the invasion to cover it up for a while.
Yeah, The Rock went away, and then you had him back. But it made Kurt Angle.
It did.
Because I was watching it, and when...
Kurt Angle and Jericho had to step up.
Yo, when Kurt Angle... Yeah, him too. Dum-dum, come on. You just... The crowds was... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Those crowds was going crazy.
And I was
looking at the ratings they were getting, son. Oh my, they were pulling like 7-8 million, RJ.
Yeah,
bro, that's OD.
Mm-hmm.
That's
they like
OD.
We can't even sniff half of that.
We barely getting a quarter, because not every week they hitting 2 mil. That's barely a quarter.
Nah, they hit 2 mil on like Fox.
They hit
2 mil
on SmackDown, but
yeah,
like,
Raw,
they
no,
barely,
not
but RJ, they barely, it's like 2.2, 2.3, 2.1. It's not no high twos. So like, bro, people, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand, bro. People be talking down. It's like, but they were pulling in numbers that wrestling will never see again. How can you say that? Clearly most popping then.
Yeah, when you had guys that were over the top, you had over the top characters back then.
They're the reason
now you don't have that.
No, you don't. You had Stone Cold, Rock, Undertaker when he became cultured. Like, because I say that benefited him so much. He changed his look and he blended in perfectly with the rest of the roster. He was smart for that. And you still had Kane. Then y'all made it Kane cool. Not only is he scary, but y'all made him cool. Like, oh, fuck. Then they brought in RVD. You had the Dudley Boys. You fucking had, at the time, Taz was really popular. Then you fucking had, all the WCW bumps, but you had Booker T. DDP was like, he was getting a pop at that time. Oh my god. And then the rest of the fucking WWE roster with fucking Jericho and
APA.
APA was still getting really big pop when they came out because their fans knew they're about to beat the fuck out of somebody. Straight up. Those dudes are fucking brutes. You had Jericho, He Who Must Not Be Named, fucking yeah. Kurt Angle. Like,
Benoit.
Yeah, these dudes is OD. 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 You gave Jericho and, you know what I'm saying, Unknown, and they fight, they start in the fucking event, and then they set the bar. Oh my god.
Yeah.
But sorry, people. It's just crazy. Like,
you know what, though? You know the funny thing about it, though, is WWE starting to have a little bit of an all-star lineup today, now.
Yeah, I say that. I've been saying that a lot recently. That's why, you know what? My big brother's not a fan of it. You're not a fan of it, and I'm not a fan. I don't like long title reigns when you have this many dudes. Because guess what? Regardless of how much money you're going to make, right? You're going to make the money. I know you are. As crazy as this might sound, and people want it, I know I would like to see it. As crazy as that sounds, you put the World Heavyweight title on Jey Uso, he's going to sell bread. And I know that shit may sound crazy.
Nah, but people fuck with him, though. People fuck with him. He sells merchandise.
He'll sell bread. I'm telling you. He'll sell bread. Judgment Day still in their merch. If Priest successful cash in, they're going to make him sell bread. Because he's not going to fight no bumps. I guarantee you, people, this is mad predicting ahead. I guarantee you Damian Priest is cashing on Punk when Punk wins and beats Seth Rollins. Guarantee.
If now he even beats Seth Rollins.
I think he's going to beat him.
I don't even think that's a guarantee, bro.
I think so. He makes more money than Seth Rollins already. Seth Rollins been champ for fucking over 100 days.
I know, but this is RJ, this is Triple H you're talking about. And here's the thing, too. Are we going to reward CM Punk for being gone that long? Are we going to reward him by putting the championship on him? Because what kind of message is that sent to your locker room now?
But that's why you can talk. You can talk your shit. That's why I said Priest fucking cashes in on him, and then you do a program with Punk and Priest. But everybody would think, right, RJ? Punk gonna win that back? No, you make him lose, and then you fucking give him the Cody Rhodes arc. That Cody Rhodes has to do right fucking now. That's perfect.
Get to redeem himself.
Yes, RJ. Yeah, exactly, bro. He wins it. He wins it. You see the new graphic at the bottom. He wins it. That 2 or 3 minutes of I did it gets snatched away. You don't have to break up the Judgment necessarily right away. But not only does that give Priest that fucking heat, like fuck, everybody talks shit about Priest, but he just fucking beat Punk. And then you do a program, then he beats him again. Oh, bro, there you go. You made your dude. You just made your next dude.
You know what? If they do it like that, I'm cool with that.
Right?
I don't think CM Punk needs to be rewarded by beating that's one of their top guys and holding on to the title. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you're right. Because the fans will eat it up if he beats him. Right. And then those 3 minutes of them eating it up, you just take that shit right away. And then that makes the fans hate Priest more. And then you don't have to juggle. Damn, when do I have to break these guys up? When's the time? You don't need to think about that because guess what? You just reinvigorated the fans' hate for this dude right again.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I
don't want Punk to have a title reign. I want him to go through what Cody Rhodes is going through right now. I definitely want that. For sure. Make him fight big all-star names at each pay-per-view. They'll let him wrestle during the
Raw.
No, or SmackDown. I mean, he signed to Raw. Don't let him wrestle on Raw. No, don't do it. Have him show up, though, and talk his shit in person each week to build the story for his pay-per-views. But let him fight the pay-per-views only.
Yeah.
Only. People bitching, RJ. Oh, my God. CM Punk's going to have his first match against Dominic Mysterio, and it's not going to be live. It's a house show, one.
Two, it's Madison Square Garden.
Exactly. What are you talking about?
The greatest arena in the planet.
Did we mention it's a house show? Stop.
But those Madison Square Garden shows are usually big shows, man. So like,
no, they're dope. They're dope. But that's all right then. They'd be happy
for
the fans.
It is all right.
Happy for the New York fans that they're going to be able to get to see Punk.
Yeah, Punk no, Punk, I got no problem with that. Man.
Yeah.
People actually bitching about that?
Yeah. They cried about it. I'm like, come on, man. That's not even that big of a deal.
It's not. He's going to fight somebody that can eat a loss to him. And somebody that's not going to beat him up physically. It's an easy win. It's probably a little bit of a test to see where he's at physically, too. And conditioning-wise. So, people need to shut up, man.
That's what I'm saying. But, no, that was pretty good. That was good. That whole thing was good. That was probably my favorite thing of the night. It was dope.
DIY low, and The Miz.
Yeah, that was a low for me. That was a low for me.
Oh, you didn't like the match?
It was cool. It makes a lot of sense. I didn't want Miz to be paired with these dudes, man. That's annoying. That's my only low. I know he's trying to be a face now, but I'm not with it. I just wasn't with it.
I don't know. I guess they're trying to figure if they have The Miz hanging out with Ciampa and Gargano, that gets them some type of credibility with the fans, because, you know, The Miz is The Miz, so.
Yeah, true. That's true.
If
that's
The Miz is point. Hanging out with these guys got to be for real, right?
So, yeah, that's a good point.
That's the way I looked at it. But that's a good point. Plus, they was in Cleveland, and Miz and Johnny Gargano from Cleveland, so they tried to get, like, a double pop. So, I don't know. I thought it was
all right.
Fun little six-man tag.
That makes sense. I fell asleep at the very main event, so please talk me through that.
Nakamura and Cody?
Yes.
Nakamura and Cody had a nice match. Not gonna lie, man. They had a nice match, of course, to the finish. Nakamura got the mist. As soon as Cody looked like Cody was gonna put him away, Nakamura misted him, and, you know, the ref called for the bell. Nakamura, there was one slick ass spot, man, when Cody was going for a springboard. Nakamura caught him clean with an armbar. That was nice. That was really nice. But yeah, Nakamura tried to kill him after the match, but the Creed brothers came down and, you know, tried to give Cody a towel, tried to help him out with the mist and everything like that. Once again, trying to associate the Creeds with popular baby faces and try to get them where they need to be. I like that. That's a smart strategy.
So who came out the victor?
Technically nobody, but Cody won by disqualification.
That's annoying. He should have just lost.
Yeah. Nakamura killed him with a Kinshasa afterwards, after everybody left.
Oh, he's trying to kill him.
Well, after the Creed brothers left, they were kind of out of the camera view, I guess.
He came back.
And he came back and he just, bam.
He's trying to kill him.
The rest of the officials tried to get him up out of there.
Jesus Christ. Shin? Fuck.
Nakamura, Uncle Shin ain't playing around, dog. He said, fuck the bill.
Fuck the bill. Shit, Cody. I just wish he won. That's my only thing.
The thing about it is that I get they're trying to protect Cody, because you don't want to start beating Cody Rhodes like a drum. I get that, but if you're going to tell this hard story with Cody, because I don't believe he's winning the Rumble, by the way.
No, he's not.
I don't think he should win the Royal Rumble either.
Yeah, me too.
I think that, you know, Cody has to take a loss here and there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if he goes around beating everybody, like the Super Cena.
Yeah, I don't want that.
And that's why I didn't. I was one of the rare few people that was happy that he didn't win the belt this year.
But listen, bro, like, you know what's crazy? If he loses to Shin, that's his third loss in a year.
It is, yeah.
Come on, son.
That's not bad. That's not bad. That's not bad.
But that's what I'm saying. It's his third loss, so what? Big whoop. He already, it's not like he was undefeated.
Tough titties.
Come on. That's what I'm saying. Y'all act like the end game, he won't beat him to overcome. Come on, son. Like, y'all know wrestling. We know wrestling.
We know Cody Rhodes going to hit this man with three crossroads before he
three
gets
crossroads and win. That's the end game. Come on. We're not stupid.
We know how this is going to end, but
it's... Shin need to win. He can't keep losing, too, because then what's the point for all these cool vignettes if we always going to know he's going to lose at the end of the day? Man, come on. Come on, he already lost to Seth Rollins three times in a fucking row. We saw that.
We did.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, but he beat Ricochet. He beat Chad Gable. He beat...
So what? He beat Mick Carter. Everybody beats those guys.
That's what I'm saying. So, like,
big whoop.
Give him a win against a top dog. So that way now people can recognize him as a top heel. All he needs is one. Because then that one win is going to make him talk more shit now. And it's going to elevate his vignettes more. Like... I took you down once, I could take you down again. You really want me to end
you? I will
time,
take
huh?
you down again.
Yeah, like.
I will fuck Becky Lynch.
Wait.
Seth, wait. I'm going to blow her back out.
Oh my God.
Brandy, you talk shit to me on Twitter? I will hurt you. Worse than Cody ever called.
Like, it would just benefit. I don't know, man. But yeah, no, Raw was good. Raw was all right. Mm-hmm.
I'll spray you with a special dose of mist.
Oh, shit.
Uncle Shin in the house.
That's my boy. But yeah, no, Raw was good. Raw was alright. DIY shit, that was really good.
Yeah, nah, Raw, I thought Raw was, again, nice, concise. They advanced what they needed to advance, and that was it.
Yeah.
I didn't think anything was bad. I didn't think it was, you know, great, throw a parade, but it was fine.
Yeah. So NXT popped
up. Yeah.
I got a couple of ups for this show. Oba Femi. That's what's up, man. This dude's really young. I had no idea he was only 21. And this guy's...
Wait a minute, hold on. He's 21?
He's 21, bro.
Oh my God, dude.
He's 21.
And
yeah.
He's that good already?
Yeah.
Son can talk on the mic?
Yeah, I was so impressed. I was very impressed.
Man, he is... I love this guy already, man.
Yeah, he's so strong. He's strong. He does the power moves with athleticism and like speed and speed.
He's scary, bro.
Yeah, he's OD scary. He's
OD OP scary, bro. Yeah, oh my God.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not looking at him.
I don't wanna
see this guy
one-on-one.
I'm looking the other way, alright?
Yeah, son.
If I can't shoot his big ass, I'm looking the other way.
Oh, we're gonna do a program with Oba, and you're gonna be the heel. Wait, so you mean I have to piss him off? Yeah, that's what a heel does. Fuck.
You have to spit in his face. Oh no!
Oh, hell no! Hell no!
Monty, here's what's gonna happen here. You're gonna spit in Oba's face, and he's gonna pretty much take your head off.
All right. So
how's that sound, champ?
Here's my resignation, sir. I'll go.
But you can't quit on me.
I'll go wrestle an Impact for some food coupons. At least I'll be fed.
Well, that's where you belong anyway, pal. Impact Wrestling. Hit the fucking bricks.
Yeah, nah,
oops, I'm sorry, I'm Christian. I'm a born-again Christian. I'm sorry about that. Oh my
God. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Oba Femi killed my man, bro. He killed my man with a pop-up power by Miles Bourne. He was done. He was finished. He wasn't getting up from that. Oh, hey, my man said from The Last Dragon, there ain't no coming back.
Got him. That was good.
He killed him.
Another up for me was, seeing this Keanu Carter guy.
Oh my God.
People telling me about. But, oh my God, bro. My hormone power slam, and he threw him. and he didn't even fall backwards. I was like,
no, he didn't.
I was like, son, what?
And Booker T said that too. He brought that up on commentary.
What? That he didn't even fall back?
Yeah, that he didn't even fall back.
Son, he flung him the Razor Ramon power slam and didn't even fall back. I was like, oh my god, bro. His clothesline was crazy. I was like, no.
He killed him.
Oh my god.
And then not to mention, he gave him the pounce.
He gave him the pounce. Period. Flung him. I was like,
oh, I saw that. I said, oh my. I thought I shit my pants, bro.
I thought it was over. I was like, oh my god, that's it. That's it.
And it should have been over. It should have been over.
It should have been. They gave Riley Osborne the win. And even in defeat, my man did that sell to that, what was it, the 450 or whatever?
The shooting star.
The shooting star. He sold that shit like death. My man popped his head off the mat and just laid there like he was dead. I was like, oh man, this guy's great.
Yeah, he sells well already.
No, he sold it beautifully. Like he bounces. He made, like, you could tell he made his head bounce off the mat. And then he like laid there like dead, eyes closed. His eyes wasn't even open, eyes closed, everything dead. I was like, damn, bro. And
so Monty,
big as hell.
So this guy, he sells better than who already?
Oh, John Moxley. You kidding me? Come on, bro.
What?
Dude, sold better. His move, his punches look like they actually fucking hurt. His moves look actually like they fucking hurt.
Yes.
I'm a fan of this guy. This guy.
Me too.
If he shows up at NXT a lot more, I already found my second favorite wrestler. Because this dude,
I need him to do the pounce.
Yeah, and that's probably
I hated that though. He did the pounce and it wasn't the finish.
I think that should have been his finisher.
That should have been the finish.
Yeah.
Riley Osborne is small, man. He's a small dude. Like, how did he kick out of that shit?
Yeah, he was. That's what I'm saying. I was shocked. And
I get it. I know what they're trying to tell me.
Yeah,
he's probably gonna be the guy that wins Chase U some money or some shit, like give them some glory. So I get the story they're trying to tell, but it's like, bro, you should have had this guy face somebody else then that he could have had this guy beat.
Yeah, cause
you can't have this man do the pounce and lose.
Yeah, he was balling.
He was, and I was impressed. I him and Oba so far, I'm impressed.
Yeah, they were good.
I told you, Monty, what did I tell you a couple of months ago on this show? I told you that Oba Femi was going to be the reason why Daba Kato's ass got bounced. And what happened?
Yep.
Oba Femi showed more promise in a couple of matches on between NXT and NXT Level Up than Daba Kato did in 6-7 years.
Yeah.
And what happened? They bounced his ass. And now all of a sudden we're seeing Oba Femi on TV again.
And he's balling.
Yes, and he can talk.
Yeah,
that's like, the most important thing too. Besides the in-ring skill and him being able to move around for a big man, he can talk.
Yeah,
this man don't need no mic. He don't need no mouthpiece.
Nope.
I meant to say mouthpiece, not mic. But he don't need no mouthpiece. Like, he good to go.
Yeah, that was good.
So that's good. I'm impressed. I am definitely impressed by these two. Riley Osborne's good. I've seen this dude have good matches with Axiom. I don't want to undersell him, but there's no way in the world you have that big motherfucker do the pounce and this motherfucker kicks out and wins the match.
Yeah.
God, I was sick, son. I was sick, but no, Riley Osborne's good too. He's got a nice little future, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll have to see. But Miles Bourne kind of showed some stuff too, but
he sucks, I'm sorry.
He doesn't suck.
He's whack.
He's got no gimmick. He's, the dude's also deaf too, so I'm pretty sure he can't really articulate anything anyway. So, see, there you go again, jumping out of the window.
He's so whack.
He's whack and he's deaf. Jesus Christ.
He's whack. He's deaf. At least he can't hear the bullshit. <All
right. laughs> Oh, god damn. We're going morbid. He's whack. All deaf people are whack.
You know what's funny?
That's what you're saying, right, Monty?
He can't hear it coming.
Oh, God. My thing is, why is this guy an evil heel, then? Why is he a heel?
Shouldn't
he be a sympathetic baby face?
Yeah, he's with these guys. He's with the Drew Gulak crew. I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Who he lose to, though?
He lost to Oba Femi. He got his ass whooped.
Oh, yeah, Oba Femi beat him. Yeah.
He killed him.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I was glad they won. I was glad they won though. But nah, man, that shit was good. That shit was good. Couple lows, I would say. Yep.
So that's something, and that gives Trey Bihill like a little bit of a program, like after all this is over with too. So, and by the way, I don't think King is winning this thing. By the way,
no, I don't think so either.
No, I don't think he's winning this motherfucker. Briggs and Jensen.
Oh yeah, I skimmed over that match. It's not a low. I just didn't care. That's all, bro.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, they're trying to build up Josh Briggs. And they're working towards the split.
Yeah, you could tell.
They're working towards the split. And, yeah, like, even after the match, Tiffany and Fallon, they fought to the back. And Josh Briggs pretty much cleaned house and killed Norm Dar with the goddamn lariat, JBL style. And, you know, he wants to fight for the Heritage Cup. I don't know why his big ass wants to fight for the Heritage Cup. And Brooks Jensen read my mind. He's like, yeah, that's a little out of your league, man. You know, you're not that type of wrestler. And he's like, you don't think I could do it? You don't think I could do it? And he's like, fine. Like, if you want to do it, let's do it. You know, and that was pretty much it. But yeah, he got hot at Jensen for a second there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Josh Briggs is going to be like a big monster heel moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
When he eventually turns and Brooks Jensen, we're going to see if he gets the song and he gets to, you know, wear the trunks and be the big baby face and shit like that.
He's getting that Magnum look going on.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, so.
And it's working for him.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely got the old school look. And he's a good baby face, man. People like Brooks Jensen, so. And he's not bad in the ring either. So
I like him too. Yeah. I like him a lot too. That's my boy.
Yeah. And I like Josh Briggs.
Me too. Like he's good in the ring.
His character in Evolve was, he was another Baron Corbin dark. You know, I got long hair and I'm big and I just do moves and that was it. But now he's kind of found something once he cut the hair and put on the jeans and shit like that. He's got something. My thing is, when he turns heel, I hope he doesn't just become a generic big man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because his moves is fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely.
I always talk about it. That first time I saw him, when he fucking threw the dude off the apron and did that elbow, I was like, bro, I never seen some shit like that.
I've seen it done before. somebody called him out on it, too. You stole my move. Yeah, he did.
Oh, for real?
I've seen that in the indies before, yeah. Yeah, somebody checked him on that. Somebody definitely checked him on that. But let's be honest, Monty, what is original in wrestling, especially in 2023? Nothing.
Nothing.
You can put your own little spit polish on it, but nothing is ever original in wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. But not yet. It was pretty. Let me see what else. It was all right. I didn't really mind it at all.
Nikita, Lyra Valkyrie had a match against Cora Jade and
I didn't really care about none of that. I don't know why I didn't, but I just
so you
didn't.
You missed all the key stuff. That's what you're telling me.
What you mean? What key stuff?
All the storyline progression here. Damn, man, you missed two things that had storyline progression.
Oh no, yeah, there was a story between all four. Like, I see why. Like, no, the tag team.
Nah, not even just them two, not even just those four, but Tatum Paxley too.
Oh yeah, how fucking creepy ass, bro. How creepy ass. Yeah.
So Cora,
leave Lyra alone, man. Chill.
So Cora Jade, you know, she beats Lyra Valkyrie, pins her. Yeah, I got no issues with that. Build to a title match. Fine.
Yep.
All right, got no problems with that whatsoever. You know, Nikita Lyons is checking on Lyra Valkyrie, and all of a sudden Tatum Paxley comes out of nowhere, dumps Nikita Yam Yam Bigelow Lyons out of the damn ring, and then fucking proceeds to crawl to Lyra Valkyrie and wipe her face with a fucking feather and shit.
Lyra was mad weirded out, like, bro, you good?
What's going on here? What are we doing?
Yep.
So, yeah, we got that. Dragon Lee fought Tyler Bate. So Dragon Lee pretty much wants to follow the footsteps of his
his fellow
Lee there, his half brother Wesley, and wants to defend the championship as much as he can. And he fought Tyler Bate, and they had a good match. They had a good match, as you would expect from these two dudes. And Dragon Lee won with the Operation Dragon. And yeah, I thought it was good. And look, Tyler Bate has been rumored for a call-up. No, he's not the NXT participant in the U.S. tournament, because that's Carmelo Hayes. But
yep.
Tyler Bate's been rumored for a call-up for the last couple of weeks. So I'm willing to bet that was who Butch was on the phone with last week on SmackDown, too, by the way.
Yeah, to call him in. Yep, yep. And you know what, man? I told you Dragon Lee was going to win that belt. I was happy he won the belt.
You did? I was happy I was wrong for a change.
I was happy that he won.
Yeah, my thing is, though, is like, why are we putting the NXT mid-card belt on this guy when he's on SmackDown?
When he's been on SmackDown, yeah.
At least Dom, like a lot of people hates Dom's wrestling and this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of people said that Dom needed NXT, and I thought Dom needed NXT too.
Right.
But so that was a different type of situation there. But you had Dragon Lee all showcased all over SmackDown, only for him to get beat by Escobar twice, and then fucking you put the developmental mid-card belt on him. It seems kind of, I don't know, man. We take 5 steps forward, and then you take a whole 20 back. You know, that's my issue with it.
I just hope they showcase him on SmackDown a lot more. Like, still. I hope they don't, like, diminish his showtime on SmackDown.
I don't think they will.
All right, so then I don't think I'll be that mad. Because going to every show with the belt, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Dragon Lee will do the same, too. I think he wants to. I mean, the one thing about him and Roosh and Dralistico and that whole family, they want to work. They want to work. So I can see Dragon Lee, you know, bouncing from SmackDown to NXT every week.
Yep, and then I just don't want them to have him have random title matches, because that's what that was on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was.
And I hate random title matches. I just hope that he doesn't do it every fucking week.
Well, he's going to be like Orange Cassidy, man.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want that.
You want
that
a title match? Sure.
Yeah, you get a title match. You get a title match. Like, no. Oh,
can I get a title match?
Yeah, shit, man. Let me get
give
that
me a title match. I'll win, and you'll never see the belt ever again.
Right. Let me get that paycheck for the night. Shit. Fuck. I'll fucking let Dragon Lee fucking hurt Karana me anywhere. I'll sell my ass for him. What the fuck?
Yeah. You know what? I think that paycheck, I think the match, and then getting backstage with all those ladies, in my case. Oh, my God. Woo! Woo! Jakar Jackson, what's up? Lola Vice, show me what you're working with.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, man. Nikita Lyons, I see you, Ma. You be doing that left cheek twitch all the time on goddamn Instagram. I see that shit. Yeah. Let me see that magic in person. Carmen, you want to swing that sword around? Swing that sword around, baby. Woohoo! Corey J, let me get a close up. Oh, Braun Breaker's right there. Ooh. No brand, no water, just me.
There you go. Fucking spear you to hell.
Oh, God, I'm going home. Yeah. I just sent his ass to heaven.
NXT was all right.
Dijak Eddie Thorpe.
Yeah, man.
Them niggas was fighting, man. They was fighting, bro. And yeah, man, Dijak got busted open, man. He took the fucking exposed turnbuckle. He took the whole thing off.
And he was whipping his ass.
He was whipping Eddie Thorpe's ass. So you know what I'm thinking now? They did that for a reason. I think what they're going to do in a couple of weeks, they're probably going to do fucking NXT Underground, bro. Like how he beat Damon Kemp. I think they're going to do that.
Oh, and they're going to have fucking Dijak Eddie Thorpe there?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That should be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's all right. They're advancing a feud there that never got resolved.
Yep.
So I got no problems with that. What else did we have? Trick Williams and Dragunov.
Yeah. Yep. And then Melo coming out trying to say it was Dragunov that attacked him. Trick. This is just weird because I don't think Dragunov don't do shit like that.
No, of course not. Carmelo Hayes is lying.
Yeah, he's lying. So I don't know, man.
But again, once again, it's too obvious that it's Melo. There has to be some type of other twist here. Somehow, some way. I'm still thinking a third party has to be involved in this somehow, some way.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they had it with Lexus King, and then Lexus King dropped the bomb on the pay-per-view and said, "It's not me. Thanks for the rub, though." I was like, "Oh, he got you."
I love his character, by the way. I love that he's a troll. That's what he is. He's a big troll. I love it. I'm not calling myself a registered Lex offender, though. That's weird.
Huh?
That's what his fans been calling themselves.
Nah, don't ever say that again, bro. No, don't do that.
That was weird as fuck. I'm like, what?
Bro, y'all not. None of y'all not. So, all y'all must be on the registry already then. That's the case.
Like, Lex offenders. What the fuck?
Like, nah, son, that's bad.
That is bad.
That's bad. Nah.
See, y'all gotta stop.
Y'all gotta come up with something else.
Yeah, something.
The Kingsters, some dumb shit. Don't
Kingston.
Yeah, right.
The Eddie Kingston could be like, "Oh, y'all make believe fans need to leave me alone, partner."
Like, bro, ain't nobody talking about you, bum.
Eddie Kingston,
bum ass gear. Get out of here,
man. Make believe,
man. Like, you just came straight from the gym. Get out of here.
Everybody for the WWE can't wrestle.
I know my man came just from Planet Fitness. Get out of here.
Planet Fitness.
Yeah,
that's Planet Fitness.
That's the gym in New York City.
More like fucking churches.
Like,
and Popeyes and fucking KFC.
I mean, with the Planet Fitness, bro.
He ain't with no Planet Fitness. That with that gut.
Right.
Yeah, he was trying to see if he could fit the fucking chicken thigh down his throat. That's the only thing he was trying to fit.
Fucking bum. But no, the NXT ending was all right. It was not too bad. It's just we just know Melo bullshit. That's it.
Yeah, but it's gonna be interesting to see what happens tonight with him and him on SmackDown.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess we're gonna have to see what happens though.
Yeah, I hope he wins.
I got a feeling he won't, but
that's whack. That's whack.
Because they're gonna do Kevin Owens and Grayson Waller, bro.
Melo gotta go all the way, beat Logan Paul. That's it. He's him.
Bro, he is not beating Logan Paul. Stop setting yourself up for disappointment.
I know.
I'm trying to tell you all the time.
He's not doing none of that.
And then he gonna be sick. Monty gonna be sick. He'll be texting me later on tonight. He'll be like, "Man, bum."
Fucking bum. This is bullshit.
I was like, bro, what did you expect, bro? Hey, no, if Carmelo Hayes went all the way and did beat Logan Paul for the belt, I take it. Trust me, I take it. But I don't see that happening. And that's that, buddy.
Yeah. I don't even want to waste time going over this bullshit.
But AEW.
Yeah, it's the same old AEW
Dynamite.
It was just copy and paste from last week, just the wrestlers rotating.
No, Monty, though. We had an appearance by Andrade El Idolo, El Idolo.
Oh, he did?
Look at me. Look at me.
What'd he do?
He fought Brody King.
Why? Why on Dynamite?
I have no idea, but they were on Dynamite. Brody King and Andre El Idolo, they don't do Dynamite, but that was weird.
Wow.
They wrestled. They had a good match. Andrade, Andrade cheated to win, but he won. He uses the turnbuckle and he smacked Brody King's face onto it. Like he dropped him face first on that motherfucker, and then he hit him with the Hammerlock DDT.
That's cool. Ain't not bad.
Nah, Andrade been using unhanded tactics lately. That's been like the whole story with him the last couple of weeks. He's been cheating to win. Like he was gouging at Brian's eye the other week. Brian wasn't really hurt. That was just a storyline thing.
Off his arm.
Yeah, they just used the eye as a storyline, which is, you know, smart because it's intrigued. Like people know that his eye is fucked up, or at least in that area, he's got some problems there. So it makes sense. So,
yeah,
that was all right. But yeah, I'm kind of bummed at Brody King. You know, that he lost because Brody King was mowing over everybody. My man was eating everybody for lunch, breakfast, and dinner, bro.
Yeah, no. And he was doing it dolo.
Yeah, he was. He was taking motherfuckers' heads off, hitting gonzo bombs, hitting all kinds of shit, man. So, yeah, I thought that was... The match was good. It was good. Roderick Strong and Adam Page had a match, too. It was good. It was a good match. Roderick Strong lost, so... there you go. What do you say?
I mean that adds more fire to the feud as to
henchmen,
because didn't they attack Hangman Wednesday?
Yeah, they did. They whooped his ass in the parking lot, and one of them was big.
Yeah, so I mean,
Wardlow. And they beat the shit out of Hangman Page, and they fucking put his ass through. They put his ass on through the windshield, and the devil was watching. Oh my god. One thing can I say this about the devil's mask? That mask is pretty cool. I ain't gonna lie.
It is dope.
It's a dope ass mask, bro. And I find it funny that all the henchmen wears this fucking the devil's mask on their jacket, on the back of the jacket.
Yeah.
On the shirt or whatever the fuck. It's funny as fuck. But yeah, no, the devil had his boys fuck up Adam Page. And they fucked him up, bro.
Yeah.
And he put his ass through the windshield. Oh, it was great. It was great. What else happened? Rio fought Ruby Soho. I really do not give a damn. I like Ruby Soho and everything, but I really do not give a damn. And
she lost, right?
She lost. Yeah. No, Rio beat Ruby Soho.
Right.
So, yeah. Whatever. I do not care.
And then, what happened? Swerve and Moxley main evented?
Yeah, Swerve and Moxley main evented, but before that, Rouge took and whooped Jay Lethal's ass, bro. Oh, my God.
He beat him?
Yeah, he whooped his ass. He beat him in 4 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Jay Lethal, you're a jobber, bro.
Jobber.
Jobber.
I mean, granted, Rouge be beating the fuck out of everybody, but he beat you in 4 minutes. Oh, he didn't
beat him in four minutes, bro.
He was not wasting time.
He hit this man with a fucking power slam. Then Jay Lethal tried to hit the lethal combination. But Rouge is like, fuck that. He bowled over him. Then he hit him with the bull's horns. He tried to go for bull horns, but he blocked it. And then Roosh just choked him out like Moxie did him last week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I choked that twice now.
Roosh choked that Jay Lethal.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Damn, bro. Yeah, smoked.
Bro, Jay Lethal, man. What the hell did he do? Yes, but Jay Lethal was pissed, though. I think they're doing a storyline where he's going to break away from Jeff Jarrett and them.
Yeah.
He tried to come out and tried to, you know, check him on him, but he was pissed. So, I don't know, man. If they're not doing something with Jay Lethal, because Jay Lethal don't need to be with Jeff Jarrett and them. That's just a big parade of mess.
Yeah.
That Jay Lethal, Sotnum, Sane, Carrot Jarrett. Like, I wouldn't want to be associated with those people if I'm a wrestler. Yeah. Especially if I'm a young, aspiring wrestler. The fuck I need to be around Karen Jarrett and Jeff Jarrett for?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, huh?
Yeah.
And Sanjay Dutt. Like, come on. Forget it. And I like Sanjay Dutt. And I like, to a certain degree, I like Jeff Jarrett. I just don't care for him in the ring.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, don't know. And then we had Jay Briscoe and, or excuse me, Mark Briscoe and Jay White. They had a match, and yeah, Mark Briscoe lost again. That's all you really need to know. It was a fun back and forth match, but you know, Jay White hit him with the goddamn Blade Runner, and Roosh is eliminated. So I don't know. Roosh might have some problems with Jay White.
Wait, Roosh got eliminated?
Yeah, Roosh got eliminated from the tournament. Wow. Jay White's got some points. He got 9 points. Wow. So Roosh got eliminated from the tournament.
They did him dirty.
Oh, man. I didn't expect Roosh to win it anyways. But damn, I am pissed.
They use him really sporadically.
Yeah, I mean... Ugh, oh, God. I don't know. Like, if he has a match on either tomorrow or tonight or Collision, then I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the Collision or Rampage spoilers, so I don't know.
Yeah.
They're doing... You ready for this, Monty? You ready for this? They're doing the Blackpool Combat Club. I think Danielson, Yuta, and Claudio Castiglione, as you so eloquently put it.
Yeah.
FTR and Mark Briscoe for Final Battle tonight.
They're not even... Okay. All right.
Trying to draw tickets.
Oh, they're trying to get people to buy that monthly thing.
They're trying to get people in the building. Because
That's so false advertising. They don't... None of those dudes show up on Ring of Honor. Willie Yuta, that's it.
Yeah, because he's the pure champion.
Right. That's it. Got it. Okay.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Of course, Swerving Moxley. Right. Moxley cheated to win the match. And then he didn't even really pin him. Because his Swerve shoulder was up. So Swerve has they gave Swerve an out. They gave Swerve an out. But the match was good. It was a good match. Probably the better one out of all the tournament matches the other night. And Swerve and Moxley. I just hate that Moxley kicked out of his finish. The JMO driver. I just hated that he kicked out of that. He gave him a Swerve stomp. You know what I'm saying? Swerve hit him with all his greatest hits. And Moxie, you know, kicked out over and over again. And
yeah,
you know, Moxie got the roll up and pulled the tights. He had a handful of Swerve's tights. He had his hands so up Swerve's tights, I thought he was about to pull his ass out for a second. And Swerve's shoulder was up. So like I said, Swerve's gonna out. He's gonna double out. Because Moxie cheated and his shoulder wasn't even on the mat. Both his shoulders weren't even on the mat.
Wow.
At least like Moxie didn't kill him dead, you know?
Right, exactly. That's like the only positive.
I would have been tight the other night myself. That was pretty much it. That was dynamite.
Clean, basically.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah, that was dynamite. Dynamite was fine. It was fine show. If you like the Continental Classic stuff. That's basically what it was. Continental Classic stuff. They had the Von Erich show up in the backstage skit with Danhausen and Orange Cow. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that?
And look, they're going to have him on Rampage tonight, and then they're going to be on Final Battle, too. That's nice.
That's cool.
It's like, bro, you should have had these guys wrestle on Wednesday, man.
Right. Putting them on the show that nobody watched.
Right.
I hate when they
Marshall and Ross, you know, had them on TV, bro. You could have had them face the guns or some shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
That would have been a nice little match.
But stupid.
What do I know? I'm not a booker. I don't know shit. I just book shit on 2K Wrestling, you know? I don't know nothing. You know, I know nothing. Haha, I know nothing. But yeah, that was pretty much it, man. That was it.
All right. You have any of those free agents?
Yeah, we got them. We got them right here. You want to?
Yeah, go through some of them.
Let's start with E first. Got Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss is her contract goes through the rest of the year, but I'm pretty sure they might add some time on due to her being, you know, out for being pregnant.
Right.
So, do you see anything in Alexa Bliss's future as far as like her leaving or going?
Oh no. Which I think what you just said clears it up. They're probably gonna add more time onto it, and then I honestly don't know. Like when it expires, I don't know.
Drew McIntyre, his contract expires this year too. This upcoming year, 2024.
See, that's a good one. But again, I don't see him leaving either. I don't see him leaving only because he's starting to get into that groove, into his heel shit. And something's on the rise for him. Something is. You can just tell. I don't know what it is, but something's on the rise for him. I don't see him leaving. I don't see him leaving.
Both Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins, both of their contracts expire next June 2024.
I think those are lifers too, bro. I don't think they're going anywhere neither.
Okay.
Even if Tony Khan's gonna offer them more money, I still don't see them leaving, bro.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Ricochet.
Mm-hmm. He's not leaving either. He fits AEW's mold more.
Yeah.
But he's on the Triple H now. He's not leaving. I'm sorry.
Plus, his girl's still there, too.
He's not leaving. I'm sorry, bro. I don't see that.
One guy I think that might be out the door, especially if they don't use the tag team that we mentioned earlier, Jinder Mahal, his contract expires sometime in summer 2024.
Yeah, he'd leave. That's one person that would leave because they're not using him. And they made him into a manager.
Yeah, he's not even wrestling anymore,
Yeah, so I definitely could see that. Yeah, you're right.
Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods signed in December next year.
None of them are leaving. Okay. Those guys are staying. Kofi's a lifer. Woods has so much. I mean, granted, Woods could do that shit anywhere he goes, but I don't know. All those guys got a really good foundation already. I don't see them. For what?
Randy Orton, his contract expires the end of next year.
He's not leaving either. My man said he want to do it for 10 more years for them. He ain't going nowhere. he gonna break Ric Flair's record too, probably.
Yeah, especially now that Ric Flair's in AEW too. I could definitely see that. Unless Randy don't want to break it out of respect. That's the only way I can see him not breaking it.
Right,
Kevin Owens.
Yeah, he not going nowhere neither.
LA Knight.
Hell no.
Who else we have here? Oh, the rest of these contracts, they only have to... Undertaker signed a 15-year deal in 2019? He ain't going nowhere to 2034! Holy shit!
God.
Oh my God.
I wonder why they always, like, show up his things for stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Associated with them.
All right. We have some AEW names.
Yeah, let's hear it.
QT Marsh Bum.
Oh, he probably have to go to Impact or MLW. He ain't going to no WWE.
And if he goes to WWE, he ain't going to be as a wrestler. I'm telling you that much right now.
He's going to be a coach. Yeah, you're right. He's going to be a coach.
Or office guy.
He's going to do what he's been doing with the Nightmare Factory. That's exactly what he's going to be doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
MJF.
He's staying.
Yeah, I think he already signed a deal anyways.
Me too.
Tony Schiavone.
He's staying too. Come on.
Yeah. Andrade El Idolo. His contract expires the summer of this upcoming year.
Maybe he wants to do that Mexico shit first.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if Triple H is willing to sign him. He has his guys already for that. So I don't know. Maybe he adds to it, but I don't know. That I don't know. I'm uncertain on that.
Yeah, me too, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brian Danielson, his contract expires September 2024.
He's not coming back. They don't need him.
Yeah, I think he's staying too.
Yep.
Unless Tony Khan just absolutely drives him crazy and we don't know about it.
Right, exactly.
Dustin Rhodes, his contract expires in 2024.
Man, come back home, bro. Come back home. You're not even wrestling. Come back home, bro. You can go with him like once or twice and then retire and then get put into the Hall of Fame. Come on.
Yeah. I think his swan song is more closer than we think.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I expect him to be in the Hall of Fame soon.
Yeah, come home. Let's hit a ding. Come on, bro. Just do it one time. Come on. I'm with it. Goldust was fun.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Goldust fan, but yeah, I mean.
I mean, I'm not. When he was doing his comedy shit, oh my God.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. That's more as himself, though. Like, I know that doesn't sell and all that other shit, but I like the stuff he's done in AEW. You know, him being serious. His wrestling and stuff like that. He's actually been one of the more, it's a shame I have to really say this, but he's been one of the better, like, performances, you know, as far as, like, or performers, I should say, rather, for psychology and all this other stuff, you know, telling a good story in the ring. Like,
he's been
one of the better dudes in AEW for that for the longest.
Yeah, I agree. You're totally right about that.
Kazuchika Okada, his contract expires at the end of January 2024.
I don't know. That's up in the air. He could go anywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a him decision.
Yeah. Apparently the E wants him.
Yeah.
AEW, you know, they're going to want him, and New Japan's going to want him to stay too. So.
Yep. And he can even sign an Impact, because Impact's throwing money too now.
Yeah, they just signed Trent Seven, Kushida, and they just re-signed Eddie Edwards to a deal. So, yeah, Impact's throwing some money around that.
Yeah, so who knows? So that's the him decision.
Yeah. Clark Connors.
I don't even know who that is, so I don't care where he goes.
I don't think you want to know who that is either. All
right.
He's that bum. All right.
That's all you had to say.
Fandango, his contract is respired. It's going to expire by the end of the year.
That's another dude I don't care about where he goes.
Yeah. I can see him. Nah, I think he might re-sign with Impact.
Yep, he probably would with the trend that they're going with.
Yeah.
Yep.
Deonna Purrazzo.
That's her another contract person is I don't done. Care about where they go. I know she probably might stay with Impact. I'll probably go to AEW. I don't know. I don't see WWE picking at that.
You don't think Triple H would want her back again? He's the one that signed her to begin with before.
Oh, so maybe. But I don't know. Maybe.
I'm just saying.
No, you're right. That's a good point. No, good point.
I'm just saying. And he got Chelsea Green. They was trying to push them two as a team, but Chelsea kept on getting hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying. Chelsea didn't exactly invite Piper to be her tag team partner. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, she just waltzed right in as her partner.
Yeah. Here's my real partner, Deonna Purrazzo. Deonna Purrazzo's got fucking Piper Niven in a fucking armbar or some shit.
Yeah.
I could possibly see her going back. Not gonna lie. Yeah. Rich Swann. Rich Swann through next year.
I don't care about that bum.
He's either staying in Impact or he's going to AEW. But most likely he's probably staying in Impact, resigning with TNA.
Yeah.
PCO, I see him staying too.
Yep.
I just don't. Triple H ain't signing no old man, number one.
Yeah, right.
I just don't see Tony Khan messing with him either.
Right, exactly.
Alexander Hammerstone said he'll be a free agent the first of next year.
I think he's going to either aid. He's probably going to AEW. I don't know. I want him to go to WWE, but it don't look like they are showing any interest. So he might just go to Impact.
Interest that we know of.
right. Yeah, that's true. He might go to TNA, though. He'll probably be a big star. He go to TNA, win their world title. Shoot, I may tune in.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I may tune in.
Way better than what they have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Josh Alexander is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Give me a break.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, he's a good wrestler. Don't get me wrong, but come on. not the complete package to carry a company. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's not. When you think about promos, charisma, star power, marketability, you'll put some balding guy with a fucking helmet on his head on the poster and you expect people to come and watch your show? Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a better chance of putting Killer Kelly and fucking Masha Slamovich on the poster. Having them smile and shit like that, and you'll probably draw more people to your fucking show than fucking Josh Alexander's plain Jane looking face. Come on, man.
Right.
Fans be getting me tight, bro. They think, you know, everybody's supposed to know that these guys are great wrestlers. Markability is everything. I'm sorry. It is. It still is.
It is. It always will be.
And it always will be. Hammerstone looks like a fucking rock star. You put that on a marquee, people are like, oh man, he's kind of, that dude's interesting, man. Like, let's go check this out. That's not disagreeing. People goes, oh, looks ain't everything. Looks can help get you in the fucking door and the fans into the door too.
Yep.
I disagree with that. But NWA Camille, that is interesting. That is interesting. She's this big jacked girl. I don't know if you remember, because it was so brief during COVID, but it was when Jade was still getting started, and they had Jade and Camille size each other up that one time, and they'd never done anything after that with it, obviously. And it's like, damn, bro, that would have been a nice match, because those two women match up nicely, bro. Camille? Look, Nick Aldis is in WWE right now. Camille was Nick Aldis' bodyguard in NWA when he was the champ.
Yeah.
And then she, after Aldis, like, lost the belt, she went on a big two-year run with their women's championship. She only lost it a couple of months ago, actually. And, she's dominant. She's Aki. Not as Aki as Jade, but she's Aki, though. She's tall. She can work. She's gotten better. Her voice is kind of weird. But with that being said, I can see Triple H possibly bringing her in. Especially if Nick Aldis is like, hey, Mike, you might want to give her a look. So, I don't know. Camille, I don't know. Could she go to AEW? I'm not sure. Impact? That's a possibility.
Yeah.
But for her, I can at least see maybe Impact at WWE.
Yeah.
Because she just has that WWE look. If you look her up, because you don't know who that is, but if you looked up Camille and Nick Aldis, you'll definitely see it. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all the free agents.
Oh, nice.
That was listed.
All right. So that's cool. Well, yeah, people. Well, I think that pretty much covers everything for the whole show. I hope you guys like SmackDown tonight too. They're gonna continue the United States thing, and the Roman Reigns gonna show up.
Yeah,
pretty sure. So yeah, that probably get butts and asses in the seats. So, but yeah, people. We appreciate that
as always,
and appreciate you, RJ. And yeah, people. We appreciate y'all. And make sure everything's sweet. Sweet.